If you've been to the Van Buren, it was probably to see your favorite band play. But the building that now houses the downtown Phoenix concert venue was originally built in 1930 and housed the Phoenix Motor Company. It's one of just a few pre-World War II car dealerships left that speak to our city's automobile history. Now, after its recent renovation, it has been named to the National Register of Historic Places, though that distinction seemed pretty impossible for a long time. For decades, the building was written off, even by the state's Historic Preservation Office. They just couldn't see through the layers of stucco and brown paint that covered up its Spanish design and grand curved windows.
This building was designed by Lesher and Mahoney in 1930, who also did the City Hall and the Orpheum. And yet this building had been so poorly treated over the years that in 1984, when our office did a historic property survey of the city, we didn't think that there was anything here. It was listed as non-historic.
That's Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer Christopher Cody. He and Van Buren partner Charlie Levy recently gave me a tour of the building to talk about its history and what it looked like when Levy first went inside a few years ago.
Well, sure. When we first came to look at the building, it was a storage area for a home builder. So it was stacks and stacks of unused staging furniture and signs and just basic junk. And the outside was completely, all the windows were completely covered with stucco, and you didn't realize what a gem it was when we first walked in.
So, Charlie, when you first came across this, then what made you even think it would be worth uncovering? I mean, did you see beyond a little bit?
Sure. I mean, and a lot of credit for this building being saved and refurbished has to go to the building's owner, Pat Cattelmi and Jim Kirkendall, who also bought the building across the street, which is the Welnick building. You see how great a job they did there. So they're the ones that reached out to me and my partner Tucker and to come look at the building. And you could just tell by the guts, you could still see some of the walls were still exposed and the ceiling was exposed, that it definitely had potential. And it was Jim and Pat were really pushing for the historic angle, and we didn't really know much. And then we started to look at the old photos that they have at the ASU library. They were like, oh, we really should try to bring this back. So we worked with the city and the state and everyone in historic preservation to do everything by the book to bring everything back to its original state.
And it really was a success. There was more and more fabric uncovered at every turn, and this project just got better and better.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's take a little walk through. So we're in the main stage area now, and you can see the ceiling, which is high, and it has these sort of curved trusses. What else in this room were you able to uncover as you went?
So this was obviously originally an automotive showroom. That's what it was. And then that's what we call it, the showroom. You can see there's some of the original office of the showroom. Some ghost signage in here right when you walk in.
So if you go to the front here, you can see where they had two gigantic windows so that everyone going down the street could see the cars on the inside. And this area with the formerly rounded windows was the administrative area. The cars would be over there by the big windows where everyone could see them.
You can see that when you step in here. Okay, so this is sort of the entryway. Talk a little bit about the outside for us. This was, like you said, stuccoed over, but what is significant out there now?
So the original design was Spanish colonial, and if you look at the old photos, there really are some great details. And a lot of what, as I understand it, had to be done on the exterior was just removing all the bad stuff that had been put over it. I mean, just bringing these windows back is a tremendous achievement.
Down the bottom, there's some great Spanish tile work that we saved as many as we could, and then we had to redo a few to kind of match it. But there's a lot of little details. If you take a closer look, you're like, whoa, that someone really, really took some time in designing the building.
Can we go see a few of those? Where are they? So we're outside now, sort of right on Van Buren at the front of the building. So these Spanish tiles below the windows here are original?
Yeah, and some of those, and then every different window bay has a different design of tile.
Wow. It sounds like this was quite an undertaking in order to kind of keep some of the true historic nature of the building as it went. What are the requirements involved in something like that?
Well, it depends on what you're going for. It's my understanding this property is in the Commercial Historic Properties Tax Relief Program, where all of the improvements, the assessed value of the improvements are frozen at a 1% rate for a number of years. And to be in that program, any rehabilitation actions that the tax relief is given for can't be insensitive to the historic structure. So there's a concept in historic preservation called integrity, where a building either has or doesn't have historic integrity. When this building was, before you got it, this building did not appear to have any historic integrity. And as you peeled away all the awful stuff, the integrity presented itself and it's here. And the job is to maintain that integrity now that it's been brought back.
You said there's one other spot you want to show us?
Really two more things that I always think is fun. One is we're outside now. And when you see old photos, this is where the gas pumps would be.
This is sort of on the outside patio here?
Right, the gas pumps. And then here are the service windows.
Yep.
And now it is still a service window, except we serve food and beer out of these windows.
It used to be for car service?
Mm-hmm. It said service on it, and now we just serve different things.
So, I mean, that must have been so fun as you uncovered all of this and as the process was going on to keep finding new and interesting things about it.
I mean, it was teamwork, and we just had to make sure we followed everything, and a lot of consulting with Sherry going back to the city. How should we handle this? What should we do with this? You know, from every detail to if you look on the outside, how the top of the building roof kind of juts out a little bit three times, and looking at photos and getting magnifying glasses to make sure we matched it up correctly. I mean, there was a lot of, it gets to that detail where we were literally getting photos and making them as big as we can with magnifying glasses to find out, you know, to make sure we get the exact details correct.
Now, I would call this the definition of a preservation success. You took a building that was contributing nothing to the public realm and very little to Phoenix, that had been passed over by the experts as not being historic, and you brought it back to something beautiful that is historic, that adds value to the community, and that's an economic driver. I mean, there was a $250,000 grant that was given, so there was public investment in bringing this project back, and it is paying back tenfold thanks to the good work that you're doing. This block is alive now where it was dead before. There's just nothing but good that's come in this project, in our office's opinion at least.
So let's talk about this new designation. So it's now officially on the National Register of Historic Places, right? Mm-hmm. And what does it take to get a building on that, first of all?
So to be on the National Register of Historic Places, the building has to have historic integrity and it needs to have historic significance. The significance of this particular property was that it is one of only three pre-World War II car dealerships still left in downtown Phoenix, the other two being DeSoto Central Market, and the third is on ASU's downtown campus. This is a city that was designed for the automobile. The rise of auto dealerships is a significant chapter in the history of this city. And to have one of the last three, and not just one of the last three, but one that was designed by such prominent architects, makes this building very significant for the city of Phoenix. So while it's on the National Register of Historic Places, there are two different levels of significance. Something can be nationally significant or something can be locally significant. This building was added to the register as being locally significant for the history of Phoenix.
So that's the requirements. Is it difficult to get it onto that national registry once you've kind of met all of those?
I'd like to think that the process isn't difficult. It's finding the properties that are worthy that's difficult.
What I want to talk about is why this matters, I guess. Like you hear about these kinds of things and you get the plaque on the outside of the building and such, but give us a sense of why you think this is something worth doing.
Preservation projects are vastly superior to new construction. The work of previous generations should not just be thrown away. The expenditures here are on labor more so than materials, like you would find for new construction. And at the end of the day, you get a place that is objectively cool. I mean, look at where we're standing. This is a really cool place. You can't build things that have this kind of vibe and feeling. You have to save them.
So we're kind of going to the backstage?
We're going to the backstage where all the...
Backstage?
We're going to the backstage where all the artists... hang out before a show.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So this is the area where the bays were for the service area bays. So this is the main artist green room, and you can see that big opening that was filled in with block probably in the, what'd you say, in the 50s or 40s probably? Yeah. And then if you go all the way down, you can see in the dressing rooms where the bays were to bring in the cars for service. But it's great for the natural light and that kind of good stuff, but yeah. All the bands love the backstage here, and you can just... look around and, you know, it's easy
you can
to see why.
Yeah, you can see why. So it sounds like in the process of this, you had to, obviously, but you wanted to pay respect to the history of this building and keep things that you could keep and do things like, you know, it's still a service window, just a different kind of service. Why was that important to you?
I mean, I especially in Phoenix, because old buildings are so rare, you learn to not only respect it, but really appreciate it. And so I think us working with the landlords, you know, and working with everyone, having that opportunity to take an old building and bring it back to life is just a great opportunity. And I think it pays dividends, because when people walk into this backstage or walks into the showroom, or it makes it special. You know, I know every time when I used to go to shows and go to the Orpheum, it was always just a little bit, when you see a show at the Orpheum, just being in the Orpheum made the show seem a little better. And so it's kind of the same thing here. We want to make it so when you come to the Van Buren, it's a little special, because not only of the band on stage, but of the building you're in and the historic significance it has.
That was my conversation with Charlie Levy, partner in the Van Buren, and Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer Chris Cody at the Van Buren, now a concert venue in downtown Phoenix. It was just named to the National Register of Historic Places.